Okay, so today's daf is daf Kuf Aleph, but we're holding on the Mishnah Kuf Amud Beis. The Mishnah begins Hamima Enet. So, if we have a Ketana who is a Yetoma, and she gets married now because her mother or brothers married her off, she's able to be Mema Enet and say, I don't like my husband, and walk away. Vashnia, or a second to an Erva, which is one of the Arayot that is Asurot Min Rabbanan, that is an extension of the Arayot Dioraita, and there's many, for instance, a grandmother, so a mother is Aser, the Chachamim Aser, also the grandmother, the great-grandmother, and so on. And an Ilanis, a woman who cannot have any children, where he married her not knowing so, and so the Kedushin ended up being a Kedushin B'taut. In all of these cases, Ein Lehem Ketuvah, when they leave the Mema Enet, it's up to her to walk out, and we're not going to also give her a Ketuvah. The only time a woman gets a ketuvah is when the husband wants to divorce her, when he dies. The shnia doesn't get a ketuvah because there's a knas, midrabbanan, for having married her, because she's an iser midrabbanan, and the islandet, since it's a mekach ta'ut, the kedushin was never chal, and therefore there's no ketuvah. So there's no ketuvah, velo peirot, they don't have the din of peirot, is what it means, as we'll see, which means that normally a husband provides insurance against kidnapping in exchange for peirot, which he's going to eat from the nechsei malug that she has, which are nechasim that she owns, and that are in his or her responsibility. And since all the tna'im of the ketuvah are as a part of the ketuvah, and one of the dinim of the ketuvah is that he's po'ed to her, and over here, since there is no ketuvah, there's no din of the perot in exchange, meaning he does not have to po'ed to her. V'lo mezonot. And what's more, if they had borrowed money, let's say this Mema Enet, this Ilanit, had borrowed money while she was being still within the Rishus of her Baal and hadn't walked out on him yet, or wasn't known yet that she was an Ilanit. So normally if the husband wasn't around and she had to borrow money, the husband has to return it. But over here, he doesn't have to because it turns out that the Kedushin was batal or that she walked out of the Kedushin. The Shnia doesn't get Mizonot at all because he wasn't allowed to keep her. And we're interested, actually, in their getting divorced as rapidly as possible. V'lo b'la'ot, the husband does not have to return whatever is left of the worn-out things that she had brought in as part of the nadunya, even if it still is extant, because this, too, is one of the tenayaktuvah. And therefore, when there is no ktuvah, there's none of the tenayaktuvah. But in mitchilan nisa'al l'shem ilanit, obviously, if he knew she was an ilanit, he took her anyway, then, of course, she has all of the normal dinim of the ketuvah, yesh la ketuvah, and all of the tna'im that are associated with the ketuvah as well. Almana la kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza la kohen hadyot, mamzeret unetina l'Yisrael, bat Yisrael latinu l'mamzer. What about Yisurim d'Oraita, where kedushin is chal? So we have the Yisurei kuhuna, which are Yisurei lav, we're over there. The Kedushin is Chal, but nonetheless, he's being over a lav as long as he lives with her. So, Namana to Engadol, a Gurusha v'chalutza to Kohen Hedyad, even though Chalutza is included only mid Rabbonah. A Mamzeret and a Tina li Yisrael, about Yisrael and Tinil Mamzeret, and a Tinim were those that were given over Nitanim for purposes of work, for carrying water, and so on, because of the fact that they had pretended to enter a treaty with Bnei Yisrael. It turned out that they were really from the Shiva Amamim. About Yisrael and Tinul Mamzer, in all of these cases, because they are basically considered to be psulot from these nisuin, and therefore they would not, in their own best interest, go ahead and get married under these circumstances, we assume that the husbands basically talked them into getting married, and because of that, we gave him a knas, that he has to also provide all the ketuvah and the tenei ketuvah, and this way we will prevent such things from recurring in the future. Says the Gemara, Rav Tani, so Rav's girsa in the Mishnah, is over here, kitana, that is yotza beget in the ketuvah. Not only a mima in it, but even where the husband gave her a get, in which case we don't say that the kedushin is considered to be annulled retroactively, nonetheless, there is no ketuvah, and she has the same din as a woman that he was sleeping with as someone that he had been nefateh. Kosher can, I mean, obviously, if even a Yotzah beget wasn't given a ktuva, certainly a Mimaenet wasn't given a ktuva. Where Shmuel Tani, Shmuel's gers is our gers in the Mishnah, Mimaenet and a ktuva. However, a ktana would be Yotzah beget because of the fact that a kedushin is not bottle of Mafreya, it does have a ktuva. Now, in this, Shmuel is following his own shita. But as the Shmuel timing, in this, the Shmuel says that only Mima Enet does not have a ketuvah, but Iktano, who was Yotze Beget, would have a ketuvah. This is Shmuel Shita consistently. That in Mima Enet, ain't like ketuvah, but Yotze Beget, yesh la ketuvah. Furthermore, he held that Mima Enet, lo pesala, the husband did not pass on her from Mina Achim, so that if he has brothers, there, she is never considered to have been married to him, and she can marry one of the brothers at some later date, and it's not considered to be an erva. Lo pesala mina kuhuna, nor is she considered to be the equivalent of a grusha, because she never got a get, she simply walked out. And what that does is annuls the marriage. If there's an annulment, then there's no issur to the kohen, obviously. So she's not considered to be a grusha. However, yotzah beget, if, however, she goes out with a get, even though she was only married as a ketana min rabbana, then enoch inami, he was pasala min ha'achim, it's considered to be min rabbana, that she's an erva, that she's like an eshetach, and b'salam and akuna. Furthermore, she's considered to be a grusha. Hamemaenet einat zichah lamtin shlosha chodashim. Normally, when a woman gets married to someone else, she has to wait 3 months to make sure that we know the difference of who the father was of any child that might be born. But a mevaenet does not have to wait 3 months after her original nisuin, because she was not considered ever to have been married. Since over here, by definition, every mimayenet is a ketana, so we say that there's no chashash over there that she was pregnant. But a mashenka and a ketana, who is yotza beget, tzichalantin shlosha chadushim, there she does have to wait 3 months, even though she's a ketana. But the chachamim did not make a difference between someone who was Yotze Beget, whether she's a Ketana or a Gedola. But when it comes to Mema'enet, says Shmuel, there never was a halacha of requiring 3 months of Avchana. Asking where Michael Mashma, what exactly then is Shmuel telling us that is new? All of these halachas, we know. We've seen all of them in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hamema'enet, Be'ish, someone who is Mima'enet, it's as if they were never married. He is allowed to marry the relatives like her sister. She's allowed to marry his relatives like his brother. Since the Mion cancels the marriage, she's never was married and she's not considered to be a Gerusha. On the other hand, Natanwa get, who asur bekrovotev, yasur bekrovav, b'salam enakuna. Answers the Gemara, you're right. There is no chiddush in that point. The only point that's new is the tzricha lantik shlosha chodashim is tzricha lay. The fact that a ketana is a megureshet does require to have 3 months of waiting of avchana, which is a chiddush, because even though she's a ketana, where you wouldn't have any chashash, maybe she's pregnant. Shmuel's chiddush is that nonetheless, the chachamim did not make any kind of difference between someone who's yotze beget, whether she's a gedola or a ketana. Says the Gemara, lema ketanoi. Let us say that this machlok is Rav and Shmuel, about whether the Megureshet is included in the Mema'enet, or whether it's innately different, is actually a Machol Ketanoi. Because we see Rebbe Eliezer, Amar Nebraita, Rebbe Eliezer says, that Ein Ma'aseh Ketana Klum. Whatever Ketana does in terms of Kedushin is nothing. She's not considered to be his wife if she accepts Kedushin, even the Rabbonin. The Ein Ba'ala Zakai B'Mitziyata. Her husband does not have any rights to things that she finds, full of a masiyadel, or things that she makes, money that she makes. The loba farat nedarea, or if she makes a neder, which she can make in the year prior to gadlut, he can't be made for it. Veino yosha, he doesn't inherit her. Veino metamela, if he's a kohen, he's not metame to her. If she dies, klalosha davar ina kishtolachol davar, she's not his wife in any way. Ella, shetzricha miyun. The only difference is that she does require miyun in order to walk out, which is not the same as another one. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, maaseh ketana klum, it's not true. It's considered to be partially a marriage, min rabbanan, ubaala zakai b'mitziyata b'masiyadeha, ubeafarat nedorea v'yosha u'metameila. He can even be metame to her if he is a kohen. Klalo shel davar, hareo ki ishto l'chol davar. The klal being, she's considered to be his wife in total. Unless she yotzeh b'miyon, the only difference is that she doesn't need a get. So apparently, lema rav, let us say there, that rav who holds that kedusha ketana is not chal at all, he's going ugly with the Rebbe Eliezer. So the Omak Rebbe Eliezer holds a maizeh ketana klum. Shmuel holds a kedusha ketana is considered to be kedusha legabe yaget. He holds like Rabbi Yoshua, the Kedusha Ketana is Chal. Says the Gemara, no, leave the Rabbi Eliezer, Kulei Mama Plige. Obviously, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no Kedusha, and even Shmuel would say over here that holds, that what he's saying, that she does have Ksuva, he's not going on leave the Rabbi Eliezer. Leave the Rabbi Eliezer, he understands that she wouldn't have Ksuva. How could she have Ksuva if she's not married? Ki Plige, the Onamach Lokas, Rabbi and Shmuel is a leave the Rabbi Yoshua. Shmuel is saying, look, Rabbi Yoshua says, Maaseh Ketana is Chal. So therefore, she needs a get. There's Rav holds that even Alibi Rabbi Yeshua had come to come Rabbi Yeshua Atan. Where does Rabbi Yeshua hold that Maisa Ketana is considered to be Kedushin? That's Elamid Idolid Day. That's only in terms of things that a husband is Chal, is a Zolcha to in his wife, like Yerusha, Maisa Yadayim, Mitziyah, or over there the Baal Zolcha. So over there, even though, technically speaking, the Midiraita, she cannot achieve a Kenyan, the Rabbanah made a Takona that the husband should be zolk in these things because we're interested in protecting a katana, that she should have somebody that she's married to instead of being hefker. Aval mididay l'didah, Mashenkin, to tell us that she should get things from the husband to the woman, that the woman would be zeicher to, like a ksuva, the Torah ksuva lo. I'm tining that even Rabbi Yeshua would be made a that ain kedusha kedusha. Now, one of the things that we said in the Mishnah, is v'lo b'lo'ot. Omele Ravuna b'achil Ravkana. Amet l'mishmeni Shmuel lo shonu ela nichse melok. Avon nichse tzon barzel itla. That we were told in the name of Shmuel that the only time that we say that there's no b'lo'ot is where it's nogea the nichse melok, which is the custom that she brought in that is are not written down in the ketuvah, for which the husband never accepted any responsibility. It's the whole thing, it belongs to her. To his wife, the only thing is that he has a right to eating the peirot. But when it comes to nichseh tzon barzel, over there it's like it's made out of steel, because the husband was mekabel these things, he writes them up in the ketuvah for a particular value, and that value he guarantees to get her back in the event of his death or a divorce. So over there, if there was something left, even though it's all worn out and so on, that she does have, and that he would have to give her back. Havibar Rav Papa, so Rav Papa asked, what exactly is the woman that we're referring to? Aya. On which woman? Was it the Mimaenet? Or the Islandit? Well, which exactly the case are we referring to? When Shmuel says that actually she would have gotten Bela'ot from Tzon Barza. If we're talking about Mima'enet, it makes some sense. Ida itnu, if the Bela'ot are here, so then obviously whether they're Bela'ot or Nichse Malug, or whether they're Bela'ot or Nichse Tzon Barza, of course she'll be Shokla. Why should she lose something? She was never married. Ida letnu, and if they don't exist, how can she be Gova, the Bela'ot, of anything? Not of Nichse Tzon Barza, not of Nichse Malug, because the husband can say, look, you know, we used the clothing because at the time you said you were married. So now, even though in my niktuv I wrote that I will pay in case these begonim get worn out, that's only I will pay upon divorce or I will pay upon my death. But over here where you walk out, obviously there's no chiyuv of the issues in the ketuvah at all. So they're just like you don't collect your ketuvah, you don't collect the blowout, and certainly the blowout of nichse melug. Even over there, if you used it without rishus, the Baal can say that it was with this understanding that he gets married, that he only has to give back blood of any kind in the event of a divorce or death. If she walks on out on her own, then he doesn't have blood. So how can Shmuel say that she can be gove the blood of Nifse Tzon Barza? Ella, so what are you going to say? That the difference of Shmuel was not referring to the Mimenet, it was referring to the Islandit. Nope, that doesn't work either. Because if the blood are around, So what's the difference if it's Belot of Nichse Meluga, Belot of Nichse Tzon Barzel? Why should she not be able to collect it? He gave her the get, or he told her that it was, he never wanted to divorce her, so why should we make her suffer? The Ida Letnu, if these Belot do not exist, then Nibchami by Leishmushu said the exact opposite. That Nichse Meluga, since it's Bereshuta Kaima, since it was always in her Rishut, and he had no right to use it. So then Itla, there she does have a right to the Belot. Nirsetzon Barza, the Lav Reshuta Kaiming. But however, Nirsetzon Barza, which was always in Reshuta the Baal, because that's part of the Tanei Ketuvah, Letla, so that she cannot collect, because actually the Baal was wearing them with the Reshus that was given to her in the Ketuvah, even though in the end, when and you'll say that he was Mekabel Achrayut, so why doesn't he give it to her? But he was on Mekabel Achrayut when he's Megarish. So if he had known that she was an islander, he would never have been Mekabel Achrayut on it at all. So why does Shmuel say the exact opposite? That the blot of Nichse Malug cannot be collected, but the blot of Tzon Barzel can be collected. Answers the Gemara, what we'll have to say is, Ela Hashnia, the only distinction that holds over here that Shmuel is making between Nichse Malug and Nichse Tzon Barzel is in the case of a Shnia. And actually, the din should have, as you pointed out, the exact opposite, that she could collect blot of Nichse Malug, because over there he used it, he never had permission to use it, and not collect blot of Nichse Tzon Barzel, because that was given to him, and he thought that, he was actually using the rights that were given to him by the marriage. The thing is, though, that since the Nisun, as we said before, is an Avera, because of that, the Rabbonin gave a Knas to her, that to the Shni'ah, that she should not be able to collect what she could have collected, Bididei, from him. So in other words, the Ksuva and the Mizonot, the Blot of Nichse Malug, that he took without Rishos, they were Koneis her, that she cannot collect it. But we were also Koneis the Baal, Ulididei, Bidida, that he will not get what he normally would have had a right to take from hers. So normally, in the Bilaot of the Nichse Tzon Barza, that which he used up Rishos, he has to give her back, because that's the knas against him. So according to this, when it says in the Mishnah of Lo Bla'ot, when it comes to the Mima Enet and the Ilanit, the meaning of Lo Bla'ot is where they do not, are not actually extant. She cannot be go over the Bla'ot at all. When it comes to the Shniyah, it's talking about that she does not get Bla'ot of Nichse Malug, but of Nichse Tzon Barzel, she would be Gova. That's the way it's working on that. Omer Pshimu Barash, Yishma Minamad Rav Kahana. From this that Rav Kahana said, B'Shem Shmuel, that a Shmiyah does not have blood of Nichse Malug, because the Rabbonin gave her a knas that she should be unable to collect, that a normal woman who is Kshera, she can collect blood of Nichse Malug, even if they no longer exist. So that's apparently that a woman, Ailalei Glima, that brought in Begadim of Nichse Malug, from here we see that that has a din of Karen, Karnahavi. That is considered to be a Karen, so you can sell those begotten and buy karka, so that we will be able to maintain the actual capital, and the Baal over there eats the perot of the karka. But lo, we do not say that his wearing that is considered to be the perot. It's not that he can wear it until he wears it out. Because since he has mechuyev to give her back the blot of begadim, even if they're not there, it's clear that he had no right to use them. And that means that the right of such things in Nichse Malug is only to sell them by karka and then use the perot. As the Gemara of Yomer Reb Nachman Pirahavi, does Reb Nachman say that wearing clothes is itself considered to be perot? And you can wear them indeed until they simply wear out? Says the Gemara, the Reb Nachman pliga, enochinami. What Reb Nachman is saying is certainly arguing on this, the Rav Kahana said, and the Shema Aminos from Rav Kahana. Now the next thing we said in the Mishnah is that the Mema Enet and the Shniyah and the Ayunet Ein Lehen Ketuvah. Omer Shmuel Loshon V'Alamana Matai. The only thing that they don't have is the Iker Ketuvah, which is a mana for an Amana Matai for a Ketuvah. Because over there, the Chiyav Amana Matai is a Tanai Beit Din, and Beit Din did not give a Ketuvah to a Ketana who is Mema Enet because she is leaving out of her own volition. Nor did they give him a ktuva to a shniya, because the marriage was be'isser, or to an ilanit, which was mekach ta'ut. Aval tosefet, mashenken, if he wrote out an extra amount to the ktuva, were over there. It's a gift, basically, that's giving to her because of his special feelings for her and for this night. So then, Yeshua, over there, the bottom line is that they have that special feeling of sleeping together for the first time, and therefore, she was zochin et tosefet, tani la miyachi. Indeed, the Braita says, Nashim shamru chachamim. Wherever we find the chachamim say, quote, Eilein ktuva, unquote. Let's say, kagona memaenet v'chavrotea. The memaenet and the other women that are listed with the memaenet, in other words, the shni and the eilani. Eilein mono matayim, havotosefet yeshlem. On the other hand, Nashim shamru chachamim yathert shalobe ktuva, where we had in the Mishnah that a woman goes out without a ktuva at all, kagona veret al dat, let's say someone who doesn't keep the dinim of tzniut, v'chavrotea in the other cases. Let's say a woman that had nedarim, or mumin, or a woman that curses out her husband's parents in front of him. So over there, ein lehem tosefet v'koshkin monomotem. There they don't even have a tosefet. They certainly don't have the yikr, because now that we see that she's an overt al dat, or that she ends up making nedarim, or she has other mumin, so then the tznai basically has canceled it out, because he never would have married someone like that. Vayotzeit mishum shemra. Say that she, a woman, it was a shame right now that it's not posik that she was Mizama. So there too, she's like an overt al dat. And she loses her ketuvah, and the seventh of the ketuvah, and notela et mimashi lefaneha, she's able to take any of her own personal nechos, and she can go, v'yotza. So this, b'seyele Ravuna. This is a riot to Ravuna as well, because Ravuna said that a woman, zinta, lo yipsida, at Bilotea Kayamin, that if she was Mizana, she does not lose the Bloot, at least if they are actually extant. That is given back to her. Tani Tani Kamedarim Nachman, Zinta, Hivsida Bloota. Now, Tana said to Rav Nachman that if she was Mizana, that she ends up losing her Bloot, even if they're Kayamin. Tani Tani Kamedarim Nachman, Zinta, Hivsida Bloota Kayamin. That if she had been Mizana, then she loses even her Ba'ot Kayamin. Amar Leitzer, Nachman said to that Tana, it's wrong. Im hizin tak ilea mizanai. And you know, last time I heard about it, if she was Mizana, her clothing didn't do anything wrong. So why would she be, why would she be mafsid the Ba'ot? Therefore, do not read it. That's Stam. Because if you say it's Stam, people will think that's the halacha. Elatnei loiv si de blotei kayamin. What you should say is that she did not be mafsid. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana Rabbi Yochanan. Zu, the one who said the brayta Stam, that if she was Mizana, she's mafsid. The blotei is actually the shita divrei Rabbi Menachem stimata. That's Rabbi Menachem, which was said over here minas Stam. Because over there, many of his shmuot are mentioned in the deed Stam. Just as Nachman said, the das of the Chachamim is that a woman who is Mizana does not lose her beloved. Next thing we learned in the Mishnah is that imi tchilan nisa'a, if he knew that she was an islandate, and therefore there's no mekach ta'ut, so then she does get a ketuvah and tanaya ketuvah. Omer vuna islandate, an islandate sometimes is ki'isha. She sometimes has it in like a regular woman and gets her ketuvah. There are times when she's not like Isha, and Isha doesn't get the ketuvah. An almanah, who married a kohen gadol, is an Isha Gemura always, and has a ketuvah. Now let's explain this. Ilonit Isha ve'ina Isha, and Ilonit is at times an Isha and times not. He kirba yesh la ketuvah. So if he knew beforehand that he married her, that she was an Ilonit, so then she gets a ketuvah, because there's no mekach ta'ut, and therefore he's chayav the same ketuvah as anybody else. But lo yer kirba, if he didn't know that she was an Ilonit before, and he only found out afterwards, then indeed it's a mekach ta'ut, and ein la ketuvah. Almana, on the other hand, is nisha gemura, ben yikirba, ben ha yikirba, yesh la ketuvah. And almana is always considered to get a ketuvah, because since he could have found out that she's an almana, it's something that's not difficult to find out. If he wasn't mevarer, he has to give her a ketuvah, even though she's an almana. Whereas Rav Yehuda Omer, achad zu, whether we're talking about an islandite, or we're talking about an almana to a kohen gadol, is isha ve'ina isha, he kirba, if he knew about it, and yesh la ketuvah, lo he kirba, ein la ketuvah, even though we're talking about something that he could have been mevarer. Asks the Gemara in Ravuna, made to me. We learned that a Kohen Gadol, Shekanasa, Becheska, Shekain, he was Kohenes, now an Almana, knowing that she's an Almana. Venimse, Shekain, and indeed this is the situation, Yeshla Ketuva, because he basically had agreed to give her Ketuva, despite the fact that she's an Almana. But isn't it Mashmut of her Stama? If he was Kohenes or Stama, didn't know she was an Almana, then Eimla Ketuva. So how could Ravuna have said that if he didn't know that she's an Almana, she does have Ketuvah? Answers, Ravuna, Lo Tema, don't be medayik from the Brayta that what you said. And Ostama, if it hadn't been clear, Ein La Ketuvah. Because the truth is that even if it would have been an Astam, she would have had a Ketuvah. Ela Ema Kanasa Becheska Cheinarkin. What it should say is that if he took her as a, he had asked her whether she's an Almana, and she said absolutely not, she'd never been married. And then it turns out, she is an Almana, so then in La Ketuvah, because since over there he had tried to find out and she fooled him, so over there it is a Mekach Tot. Ask me more, Aval Stam Amai. So then what would you be saying if he was Kenya Stam and he didn't ask her before? So what would be the then Itla? So then she would have a Ketuvah, according to what you're saying now. So Adatani, instead of saying over here, Becheskat Sheikh, Nimsa Sheikh, Kenya Ketuvah, why tell me a weak case where he took her as an Almana? And indeed, she was an Amon as a Ketuvah. You could have said even better, Lishmein and Stoma. The writer should have talked about a case where he was Koenesser without discussing any possible status for being an Amon. So he was Koenesser Stom. And then it turns out an Amon that she still gets a Ketuvah, according to what you're saying. Vakoshikin, huh? And for sure, where he was Koenesser knowing that she's an Amon, of course, then she gets a Ketuvah. Since the writer never told us Stom, it's Majber Koenesser Stom, is not a Ketuvah. In which case, we're back with Arkash and Ravuna. Another problem on Ravuna is that it says Beferish. Tani, it does say Beferish in a different price. That Kinasa, if a Kohen Gadol is Koneser, Biyadua, that she was an Almana, Venimtsay, then it turned out that she's an Almana, or Biyadua, just like it was Biyadua, Yeshla Ketuva, but Kinasa Stam, and he didn't know that she was an Almana, so then Eila Ketuva, and this clearly is a Tiyuv to the Ravuna, who said it doesn't matter. Ravuna, who made a mistake and thought that an Almana has a Ketuvah, even if he was Koneh Stam, why did he make that mistake? Matitinatite. The Lashon of the Mishnah fooled him. Because who Savar Mirka Maflik, the Ilonit? He thought that since the Mishnah made a distinction in the case of Island between Hikirba before and Lo Hikirba, the Loka Miflike Ba'almana, but it never made a distinction like that when it came to an Almana, it just writes Stam Almana, the Kohen Gadol, Yesh La Ketuvah. Apparently an Almana, afil bistoma, even if he had been Kenish the Almana Stam, never knew that she was an Almana, so it was Mashba Nami, he thought that she still has a Ketuvah of Elohi. And that was the mistake, because that isn't true. In Katani Law, when the Mishnah says, Almana, it's referring back to the Machloka that we had by Island, it's a Plukted Island at Koi. It's a continuation of the Reisha of the Mishnah, which talks about Kedasela Islandit. And then, we have Sever Chilak Ben Hikirba, Lo Hikirba, so it says, Almana, Shikirba, Yeshla, Ketuvah. Hadron alak, Almana, Nizonet, Belineder.